SRN News, I'm John Scott. New Yorker Robert Cassara described his experience with this morning's earthquake.
The pictures on the walls were shaking, and I felt the rumble for about maybe 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
Did it feel hard?
Yeah, I knew right away what it was. Yeah. It wasn't like an explosion. It wasn't people working in the building.
The 4.8 quake centered about 45 miles west of New York City. Hofstra University professor of earth science, Dr. Brett Beddington, tells AM 970 The Answer in New York, it was fortunate it wasn't a higher magnitude earthquake.
We hope that New York City doesn't experience a magnitude, 5.5, which would do some damage. I suspect, water mains and things like that would be at risk.
There are no reports of damage or any injuries. It diverted flights and disrupted travel on roads and rails during runway, bridge, and tunnel inspections. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. has received Israel's report of what happened in the attack on aid workers.
It's very important that Israel is taking full responsibility for this incident. It's also important that it appears to be taking steps to hold those responsible accountable. Even more important is making sure that steps are taken going forward to ensure that something like this can never happen again.
What action the Israeli military took was dismissing two officers and reprimanding three others for their roles in the drone strikes in Gaza that killed the seven aid workers. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 324 points and the NASDAQ adding 188. This is SRN News. Gender identity comes to immigration.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fighting in Myanmar continues to take a toll on Christians. The military, which is trying to defeat a rebel group, bombed a monastery that was giving sanctuary to displaced people last week. International Christian Concern says at least 8 people were killed, nearly a score wounded. The government supposedly waging war on the rebels, but its attacks often target Christians as well. ICC reports more than 100 churches have been demolished. This is SRN News. Another abortion battle, this time in Tennessee.
Attorneys defending Tennessee's sweeping abortion ban have alleged that doctors challenging the law do not want any oversight when deciding to terminate a pregnancy and instead are improperly withholding care to women facing serious medical emergencies. The Tennessee Attorney General's office laid out its arguments Thursday while attempting to persuade a 3-judge panel to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to clarify when abortion exceptions can be applied in the volunteer state. Keith Peters reporting.
And California Democratic leaders agreeing on a plan to reduce the state's staggering budget deficit by $17.3 billion. California is facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall of at least $37.9 billion. Last month, Governor Newsom and Democratic leaders in both houses announced they had agreed on solutions to address the deficit without sharing details. More details at SRNNews.com.